You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here. Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win is 3-1. Philippe Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win. A big price, 14-1, Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win. Crystal Palace, Derek, dealt Jurgen Klopp his first taste of defeat with their 2-1 win at Anfield a week last Sunday. Liverpool looking to bounce back quickly. Hopefully they'll have James Milner back and, more importantly, Daniel Sturridge looking to regain his fitness as well, Derek.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if Sturridge plays, how long is he going to last and will he be fit? I wouldn't, you know, I can't imagine he'll play. I can't imagine he'll bring him back. He's only just started resuming full training this week too, so I can't see it. I've got a mate who won't hear of defeat for Liverpool in this game, so I can only assume he's deaf because, I mean, you know, I just can't see where he's getting his confidence from. 1 point Liverpool have picked up from 5 visits to Man City in the last 5 seasons, and I just don't see them improving on that record. Yeah, Klopp came and they had so many draws, 1 or 2 wins involved. But then, you know, Palace burst a bubble, and I don't see that much of an improvement in Liverpool from the dark days of Brendan Rodgers, you know, later reign. I think Man City are 4-6 here. So Man City at home, we're looking at 2-9 territory week by week by week. 4-6 here, I think it's a very, very good bet. I could see City going to town on Liverpool here. I really could. I think they're very, very good bets. And Sterling, yeah, what's it, City to win and Sterling to score. He's looking a lot more dangerous now, isn't he, the former Liverpool player? He could have had his pick of clubs, apparently, Sterling, but he moved to Manchester because he didn't want to uproot his families. So I might have a little dabble on that because I like Sterling. I think he's a sensational player, but the 4-6 will do me anyway.
Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win 3-1, but Derek going with City just to win at 4-6. Both teams have actually scored in the last 6 meetings between the sides in the Premier League. Lee, it has been a very entertaining fixture in recent years, and I can see this being entertaining as well on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was reading a piece about the I think, you know, the talk about Sturridge, and, you know, rightfully so. But I think the back is where the problems may arise. Reading a piece in The Guardian about, you know, the impact that Sacco's had since Klopp's come in. He's played all but one of the games, I think, since the new manager's come in. And although he can look a little bit ungainly, he's been really effective. Now, because of his injury in that defeat by Crystal Palace, they've now got to go back to Lovren and Skrtel, which, as we know from before, wasn't the most watertight of combinations. There's a great line, actually. It says, one backs off too much, the other one charges forward like an agitated drunk on roller skates.
Really?
So interesting. So, you know, and you don't want to be facing City, do you, at home with all their skill, if you are a little bit shaky in defence. I think City will win as well. I'd go one further than Derek. 4-6, absolutely fine. You know, I'd go one further than Derek and take your bet into consideration and look at City to win and over 2.5, or City to win and both teams to score. I don't think they'll win 3-0. I think that would be an absolute, you know, an absolute pasting for Liverpool at Man City. So I think I'll go for the match result and both teams to score. Man City to win and both teams score 23-10. They've got a good record at home against the top clubs. Beat Chelsea 3-0, of course. Did lose to Arsenal 2-0, of course. 1-0 against Man United, 4-1 against Tottenham, 3-1 against Liverpool last season. And Liverpool have only got one win against any of the other top 6 sides in the last season. That was against Chelsea, of course, when they won 3-1. Beaten by Man U, drew at Arsenal, drew at Tottenham, drew at Chelsea, lost 4-1 at Arsenal last time they went to the Emirates before that as well. So not a great record on the road against the big clubs. I just think they'll be missing at the back, and I agree about the front line. It's not quite there yet, is it? So City to win, both teams to score, 23-10.
Good bet. City win and both teams to score, 23-10. I was speaking to Derek, a journalist, yesterday on the Football Writers Association podcast that we do here with William Hill, and he was suggesting that Daniel Sturridge, it's more of a mental block with him now, and he sort of alluded to the fact that he didn't expect Sturridge to ever return to his peak because he's got it stuck in his mind because he's had that many injuries. Every time he steps out there now, he's fearing the worst.
I don't know about that. I get the impression there are certain players, you used to play with them even at amateur level, who, unless they were 100% fit, you know, they didn't want to know. They couldn't carry a knock, in other words, because they thought it would damage their performance and probably would. But, you know, when you're a professional footballer, you're always going to have some sort of affliction. You've got to go out there sometimes, you know, less than 100%. But he doesn't seem keen on doing it. Mm. So possibly that is in the mind, I suppose. But, to say that he's never going to be back to his best at his, you know, his young age, I think that's absurd.
After the last injury, he talked about it being a genetic thing as well, didn't he? He said it was like a genetic thing that they'd found. So, I mean, I guess if it's genetic, it's always going to be with you. But I agree with Derek, you know what I mean? I hate to be one of those people who harks back to years gone by, but I'm sure players played with more injuries back then. I know medical, you know, technology has improved and you shouldn't be chucking players out there if they're half injured, but I agree with Derek.
You look at the likes of Suarez and Messi. Okay, Messi's been out recently injured, but for most of their career, every week they'd be playing. Yeah. They were never ever injured.
Mm. No. Sanchez is the same, isn't he? I mean, he can't just be lucky players, can they?
Exactly. You're not telling me they've gone out
there. They're playing with niggles.
They've got Bruno. Suarez was getting kicked from pillar to post. He was like the Black Knight in the Monty Python film. come on, have a go then. And he's got no legs.
I know Derek's a massive fan of rugby league as a game, and those players go out there with, like, you know, broken bones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're getting smashed to bits by other players. I'm sure... yeah.
What do you think to those players, Derek? This has happened recently in the Premier League. Those players that are rested before they get the injuries now.
Yeah.
That happens, doesn't
pre-emptive,
it? Yeah,
like
preemptive.
This is Sanchez, isn't it?
That's when they're resting goalies, that does my head in. Jesus Christ. What's going on
How
there?
Can you rest a keeper? He's got to rest all match, hasn't he?
when Balotelli was at Liverpool, he rested more when he was playing.
Yeah, running up and down the touchline.
That's Man City versus Liverpool. Man City 4-6, the draw 3-1, Liverpool 19-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.